You may have gathered that the theme of today is 9/11, although Jen has asked me not to talk about 9/11, so I've discovered a personal impact of this event that I didn't know about.
Well, Lee might have it as well.
Do you want to share it briefly?
Well, Lee and I share it. How many days the 9th of the 11th?
As we say it. So September the 11th. So you'd rather not have it said 9/11.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that is what we are here to talk about. But I'm very relieved, and you may be relieved, that I'm not here to talk about it. Silly me. Months ago, Lyndon came back from, you know, the teaching roster group and said somebody in the group thought that given that too often the church in general, and perhaps we as well, we ignore things in the world on a Sunday morning. And wouldn't it be, perhaps it would be good to, this is my version of the story, that we don't ignore it, that we bring it in our midst. And silly me, somebody suggested you might be a good person to facilitate a conversation. And silly me, I said yes, because I thought I could do that. So you're not going to hear a sermon from me, thankfully. I'm thankful. I hope you're thankful. What I do want to do, basically we'll spend half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever, wherever there's juice, and I do want to lead us into the conversation. And then you will see scattered around the room various stations. So in good Mount Hawthorne fashion, once I'm done in less than 10 minutes, I hope, we're going to have 10 to 15 minutes of self-organisation. And I'd encourage you to use that however you want. I must admit, I'm very ambivalent right now, even in talking about this right now. Part of me is kind of over it, in terms of the hoo-ha of the week. There's a part of me just feels like the complexity of trying to make sense of it is just too difficult. Part of me feels like it's way out there and I can't do anything about it. Another part of me feels actually it's very personal. So wherever you are up with this, that's cool, as in good Mount Hawthorne fashion. So if when we break up you just want to talk about something entirely different or think about something entirely different, well, you will anyway. So do whatever you want to do. What my picture was, once I stop here, is that we spend about 10 to 15 minutes self-organising. And if you want to wander around and look at the various things I've put up and read them, please do. If you want to do that in silence, do so. If you want to gather around them and a bunch of you have a conversation about what's there and what comes up for you, please do. Or if you just want to sit somewhere else and talk about something about it, please do. I've got some other questions I'll show you, but first of all, yes, let's read this. Thanks. It's coming. So I'm not going to bore you with lots of pictures. We've seen these, but I invite you to, here are broadly some broad questions I thought might be a useful framing of our whole thinking. Again, do what you want to do. First of all, remembering what happened. You may even want to think about where was I when it happened? What happened on the day and what's happened since? And in the world in general, and for ourselves and those we live and work with. For me, it's somehow important both to have the global, but bring it back to the personal. So remembering what happened. What's happened then, what happened since. What thoughts and feelings did we have, do we have about what's happened since? Think about the events that have unfolded since. What's changed? What's not changed? In the world for ourselves, for those we live and work amongst. Where with whom do we see, find signs of hope, signs of the kingdom? And how do we choose to respond, engage around this, around what we think and feel in our daily lives? So if any of those are useful to you, use them. But as a warm-up, I want to read you a reflection which will be down here. And here, I'm going to leave this picture up, and what I read will be one of the things you may want to ponder on. It's from a book I've quoted before called The Moral Imagination, The Art and Soul of Building Peace by a Mennonite, John Lederach, who I love. And pretty much after this, we'll be into your space and time. Excuse me. Akmal Misrakarol painted the image found on the cover of this book following the tragic events unleashed in New York and Washington, D.C. on September 11, 2001. Its title is that date. Tajik by birth, his studio is located in his house at the end of a street several blocks off Rudaki Avenue, the main thoroughfare in Dushanbe, in Tajikistan, which is a central Asian, north of Afghanistan country. On my regular visits to Tajikistan, I sought out contemporary artists and happened upon his studio. Over the course of time and visits, we became friends. In the spring of 2002, I found Akmal completing the first of his pieces on the tragedy that hit the United States in the fall of 2001. A year later, he completed the one you see here. We talked about the painting. From first sight, I was mesmerized by the combination of the painting itself, the context, the country in which it was made, the colour choices, the faces, and the implications of such an effort. A Tajik Muslim painter sitting just north of Afghanistan had reflected through his hands a response to the events that had taken place half a world away. Yet they were close to home. When I inquired about what he was thinking when he painted the canvas, Akmal, in the fine fashion of most artists, responded, "I can't comment too much. The painting is the comment." But I remember that day we watched with disbelief as the planes crashed. It was like we were all standing and looking at the sky, wondering where it came from and what was falling into our lives. I used to have dreams of being on a plane. One of those dreams where a plane is falling. Sorry. Hopefully that will come back. Where one of those dreams where a plane is falling and you wake up just before it crashes. It was like this was too close to that dream. He added, "This was the same feeling we had in our Civil War. Every day we would look toward the sky and wonder what was coming next. And hoping that we could find something better, something to stop it, something to end the bad dream." I stood in Akmal's studio looking at the painting. In it, five people circle in a courtyard, three women and two men. Three women and two men looking upward, watching for what might be coming. One is obviously perplexed. Some are filled with wonder, and it seems to me with a sense of looking for something beyond what is befalling them. Clearly they express concern, even anxiety. Yet the painting as a whole, maybe because of the colours chosen, engenders hope. It is this kind of hope that links people half a world away and suggests the possibility of change, are concerned not only for the tragedy that fell on some and the fear of what might befall us all, but also concerned for what we will create from and for this humanity we share. In the painting, I find a quality of transcendence, something that wishes to touch a stream of shared humanity beyond the violence. From the canvas and its creator's surrounding context, I found a simple offer of mutuality and healing. I told Akmal that I want to use his September 11 painting on the cover of a book I was writing because it captured so many elements of my work's title and thesis. I find that extraordinary. So I invite you now to spend the next 10-15 minutes in solitude if you want, sitting, looking at that. These words will be here, on here for you to read. Stand up, move around, read what's here, your own private thoughts, or if you would like to engage in conversation with people around the room or where you are, let's do that. I won't be doing anything for at least 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll use the mic and see what thoughts, reflections people want to share. And then I hand back to Bevan. Over to you.